This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. We're all here. Woo! The gang's all here.
Yay!
Looky here.
We got Bryn back from Italy.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Sit down, Bryn. Hear all about it.
Speak a little Italian for us.
Yeah,
huh?
Speak some Italian.
Well, you know what's funny is like the Italian, I think, so Anita was trying to figure out how to say pasteurize or pasteurize, right? And I looked it up. It's like pasteurizzato. So yeah. A lot of the words are very similar to English.
Pasteurizzato.
In root.
Right, exactly.
The root in the Italian. Because she's pregnant, so she needed to make sure all the food
exactly.
was all the way
she
cooked.
She has to watch. Her doctor told her to make sure all the cheese and milk, you know, especially if they're making it there. In their backyard or whatever.
That's the whole thing, dude.
Yeah.
Right.
And it sucked for her because Italy is like, the wine is amazing. The cheese and the meat, the salami was the best salami I've ever had. The prosciutto. She can't eat any of that.
Right. Well, she's the one that planned the trip, so it's her
bad. I know, but I was like, I felt so bad for
her. Did she plan
her.
It before she got pregnant?
No, she planned it because she was
it's
pregnant.
A baby moon.
It was for sure, we're, this is it, our
last
hurrah.
Well, we're never going to be able to, exactly, our last hurrah.
How was the Amalfi Coast?
As beautiful as Hooman says it is. It was like breath everywhere I went. I just wanted to take a picture. I'm like, oh, what a scenic view. Oh, what a scenic view. Like, this is like so picture worthy, everything. And I realized I was just taking tons of pictures of the same things. Like, I have a million photos of the coast.
Yeah, just enjoy it.
You got to put people in the picture. It's true. Anything that's fabulous, you can find a picture of it online.
Right.
Like, here's what it looks like. But you got to put your people in the pictures.
Right.
Because people want to see, you know, that's what you really want to see is how much fun you had there.
To say I was there.
So you started in Venice.
Yes, started in Venice.
And tell me all the cities you went to.
I started in Venice, moved down to Florence, and then Rome, and then Sorrento in the Amalfi Coast.
Uh-huh.
So beautiful.
What was the best one?
You know, they're all so different. There's so much history and like, did you go to Venice before? Have you gone to Venice?
No, I've never. Well,
it's so interesting.
Went over the Italian
Everything
border.
Everything is like on water. Like you can't, there's no cars running. In order for them to do construction, they had to bring all their sheetrock and wood on a boat on that very narrow river.
They got problems there,
it's
actually.
It's insane. And I was just watching everything they do, whether it's trash, you know, the garbage day, it's on a boat. They come and pick it up with a crane on the boat. And it comes and, you know, grabs it and puts it
really?
On the boat.
Really? Oh my God, that's so funny.
Everything's on a boat.
Aren't spots that are supposed to be dry starting to flood?
Yes.
Like, they got real problems.
Well, it's... The whole world's got some real problems
there.
But
with
the
water
levels rising.
Right, but I mean, if you are Venice, you got
well, you're
bigger...
You're already right there.
Yes, I was looking at that too. I mean...
So the foundations of these homes are in the water.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So they just built crap in the water.
Right. I looked it up. I didn't go too deep into it, but they, like, dug stakes into the floor and then put planks across it and... It was really interesting. Everything was so breathtaking, and history is fun, and not in school it wasn't fun, but when I was there, I was like, man, I should have paid attention, and I started doing a lot more Google research.
Google.
I know, right? And my maps, T-Mobile, data strong, damn, ding, ding. I was walking around, like, just staring at my phone, going, turn left here, turn right there. If I had a piece of paper looking and trying to follow the trail I'm supposed to be going on, I'd have been screwed.
Life is so much better with GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
That might be, like, of all the things that we got out of this whole internet thing, this GPS thing is pretty effing amazing. Like, there is no more sitting on the phone with someone. Okay, then there's, like, three stop signs. It might be four, but then there's, like, this big tree by the ones to take a left there. Remember, you'd have to write all this. Now you just go, just give me the street address.
One of the main things I noticed about Italy was there's no street signs that are visible. Like, so you have a four-way intersection, and the sign or the street name is on one of the four buildings.
Oh.
And so I'm looking around and I can't find it because the buildings are old and half the paint's chipping off. I'm like, I don't know what street I'm on. And so as I'm walking, if I, my phone, I'm just staring at it.
Yeah.
I'll turn right here, I guess, you know? If I had to figure out through street names,
Maps
I'd have,
knows yeah. the name. That's so funny. You just don't have to worry. Just blindly follow it.
Yeah, follow the arrow.
So how about dealing with the English, Italian?
We're so fortunate that we speak English.
I know.
Everybody out there.
Speaks
I mean,
English.
I had some times where there's a barrier, and I was like, okay, and I asked somebody else because their English was okay, but there's a lot of words that I just wasn't getting.
Right.
So I didn't want to ask him, like, what? Like, four times.
This is too hard for me. I'm going to find another person.
Yeah. I just said, oh, okay, thank you so much. And I just walked to the next guy, and the next guy knew what to, you know, how to right. explain it.
You're not nearly helpful enough. I'm going to go.
Did but, you use know, that Google Translate
I
at all?
Not once.
Oh, funny.
Not once. Only
wow.
when I want to figure out how to say, you know, thank you or a bathroom. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't have to. I did it at home. I didn't even do it when I was out. There was no point where I felt like I needed to pull my phone out and
really?
Figure out how
you
to...
just made you... You figured it out. It all worked.
Well, everybody speaks English. I'm thinking about how fortunate we are, how
so,
lucky and we're...
So fortunate.
Yes.
And it's funny because I, you know, every time I go anyplace else, I'm always looking for... There's always like an English translation. Like even on uh-huh. Steins and stuff. You're
right.
just like, wow, they really are totally catering to English speakers. It's,
but I did find that all the... authentic, legit stuff is you go into these restaurants. What? There's no English menu? What? You don't speak a word of English? Oh, you're legit.
Bring me whatever you think.
Right. Like, I went to a gelato place. There was nothing was in English. The lady couldn't speak English. Her son walks in, and I figured he speaks English because most of the younger people out there do. Not a word.
Nothing, huh?
It's very good. And I was like, oh, okay, you can't speak English either. Great, this is going to be incredible. Mm. And it was.
I'll take the purple gelato.
Speaking of, did he gain weight there?
No,
that was the first thing I asked him. I took a look at
everybody
him, like,
was asking because you know I was walking like 30,000 steps a day. Mm. You know me and walking, I
right.
couldn't.
You hate walking.
Well,
how are your feet?
Great,
really.
I feel like because of the walking, it strengthened it somehow, and plus I can't bitch because of knees.
Strengthened it? You mean your gout?
My ankle.
Oh, your
ankle. I have a bad ankle.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the main reason why.
That's
I hate
from
walking.
The motorcycle crash.
It's been happening throughout my life, but the motorcycle crash, yeah, definitely.
Didn't help.
It broke it, like literally.
Right. Mm.
But yeah, I couldn't bitch because Anita was pregnant. So she's walking around with an extra 30 pounds.
They put them in order, the cities.
Venice, Florence, Rome.
No, in your order of favorite.
Oh, favorites.
Yeah,
I favorite. Can't.
Oh, you
I can't?
Can't?
Everything was so different.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
You taking vacation almost killed your boy, just mm-hmm. so you know.
How'd he do?
He did okay. He tried really
That's
hard,
good.
And that was the thing that was most important to all of us. Watch. At one point, he ran, and we all went, He just high-stepped it out of the room to get something done.
Yeah.
And we were all like, oh, my God.
It's a whole new human.
He can do stuff.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Sarah took it easy.
Great.
I did. I took it easy on him, but, you know... You know how the music, and
yeah,
the thing is,
I
the music
know.
Something, it's, oh my God, it was so funny. Because he would go and like do all this extra research, and then he'd give me like a 2-page printout of all the stuff with all the history of all the things, and he'd like walk me through
wow,
each thing he was going to do.
Work. That's
it was
great.
Crazy.
We, all
we
know
didn't
who
see him
who...
for the first 3 hours of the
yeah,
show.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't around at all.
Yeah, that one
it
segment.
Like, he comes in at 8 o'clock, raring to go.
That's funny. I did tune in the first Friday, and I was like, I want to see how Hooman does with the music. And I was like, wow, he's doing great.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Laid the whole thing out. It was
well, we all know Hooman can work. I mean,
he just doesn't want to.
Right.
During that movie production, I saw him running like crazy. Calling shots.
Yeah.
And there was also some glitches last week with the music coming in at the wrong time.
Yeah, the billboards didn't put it out there.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah, they had like a glitch or something.
4 days, they didn't put it out.
We got the charge on Thursday.
Oh.
Oh, my God, it was crazy.
Oh, we were so disappointed.
So what was the most delicious thing you put in your mouth?
I can't. I'm so bad at ranking them because everything I was eating, I was like so audible. You can
like, what are you gonna miss? The pasta?
Pasta's ruined for me for sure. I can't. Oh. I'm never gonna eat pasta in the same light again. Here, I'm just like, let's just put it in my mouth just to have something in my stomach. But everything was, salami was just mind blowing. I mean, I'm a.
Why was the, what was it about?
You know why? Because
salami?
I'm a huge fan of salami already.
I love salami.
I sit at home and I can just grab a handful and just eat it while I'm watching Family Guy. But out there.
There's a picture. Are you wearing your underwear in the scenario?
One hand in my pants. The salami is so soft. It's like, I don't know if properly aged or what. It's just. Like, where it's supposed to come from, I guess, and how it's supposed to taste. The texture was just, it was just mind-blowing. And then I get salami, prosciutto, and, like, wine for, like, $1.70. Oh. I was like, what? Anita's a crazy wine drinker. She loves wine, but obviously she took a sip here and there.
Right.
But I'm not even a wine drinker, and I had a wine glass for every meal, or two. You know, I had,
or
like,
three.
What is it, a half a liter for like $4 like during my meal? It's so crazy. The wine is cheaper than the water out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Yeah. I guess. God.
I so want to eat some spaghetti pasta right now.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking, I have not much to say about the place. So super relaxing. And then you're asking me all this, and I'm super amped up right now. About yeah. I'm like, wow, it was really fun. And I was really just busy. She booked us like crazy.
Oh, did you do all kinds of tours and stuff?
So many tours, to the point where I was like,
can we have a day off?
Another tour. Exactly. But I guess it's better than sitting in the hotel, which is what we normally do every vacation.
Right.
Go halfway across the world and we're in our hotel watching Netflix.
Right.
So.
No, it. I mean, that's the thing, busy. Right? You gotta, you have to book some stuff or you will just, it's like, okay, well, you're here, but you're just doing what you could be doing at home. But in a 2-week vacation, you do need a day like that.
Uh-huh.
Like just a, this is a day where we just sit and try to be tranquil.
From one to the next, tour every day. Mm. One
of was the, there any, like, sitting on the beach or there pools there?
No. There's tons of pools, especially in the coast. There's pools and water, and the water is blue, and you could see the fish swimming around. That's so fun. Jumped in and haven't swam in a long time, so I realize how bad I am at treading water.
Jeez.
I'm okay. I mean, the buoyancy's okay, so I was like, I can float a little better, but give me a spaghetti, because I'm lazy. But yeah, it was super beautiful and fun. Everything about it was so amazing. Mm. Yeah.
When did you get home?
Friday night.
Oh, so you had the weekend. So you
recover. And you know what's great?
Still going to be a little jet lag, though.
The jet lag is perfect for our schedule. Because I'm waking up at like 2 or 3 in the morning. Normal people would be like, oh, man. But I'm like, perfect. This is like my schedule.
Right.
Yeah. So everything
it sounds so great.
Yeah.
It was. I highly recommend it.
Mm.
Yeah. Mosquito bites sucked, but.
Oh, a lot of mosquitoes?
Uh-huh. So bring your bug spray.
Oh. Just like in the towns?
Yeah. Mainly in my hotels.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I was like, I was the mosquito killer in my hotels.
So was the weather like muggy?
Yes.
Oh, it was. We've had that here, actually. Mm-hmm.
I know. It's been weirdly like moist air.
Yeah. But, you know, I was trying to make sure Anita doesn't get too many mosquito bites.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, this is not the time
Zika.
To get a mosquito.
So I was like moving my chair around the room, just jumping up the ceiling. Pow! Got him! Pow! Oh. Got him!
Way to be a hero, buddy.
Oh, man. Nice 2 or 3 in the morning. Thank you.
Wonderful.
You need one of those nets around you guys.
Yeah, or one of those zappers. I was like, wishing I had my tennis racket zapper.
Well, and that
tennis racket zappers, no joke.
That mosquito, what is that stuff called? Zeet? What is it?
Deet.
Deet.
It's so chemically. If you use that, if you've ever camped, I had to use it when I was in Mexico on that surf trip. And you just, after you've got it on you, you just feel poisonous.
And then everything, you get so tacky and covered in dirt.
Yeah, it's awful.
It feels sticky.
The whole
day. Well, I would imagine it's as a pregnant lady, they either tell you you can't use it. I don't know if they do or not.
She used some natural stuff.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Did it work?
No.
Right.
Natural stuff never does, man.
Right.
Yeah, she had
to load up on the stinky stuff.
Sucked.
Yeah.
But
so that was the one downside, was the mosquitoes.
Yes. I would have said the walking, but I feel great. I got back and jogged.
What?
Like, I've been walking so much, I might as well run around. I ran around my neighborhood for the first time and since I moved there. I went running.
Oh, in Millbrae.
In Millbrae.
Oh, good for you.
So weird. With my dog, it was fun.
That's great.
Yeah. Normally,
look at
I'm
you.
Like,
you're all revitalized.
Run. I bring him to a dog park. I usually let him run. Run.
Because I'm not running.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. He must have been so happy to see you guys.
Yes. It's so fun when you come back and they actually care about you. You know, normally he's sitting there like he doesn't care.
Sweet.
But he was like,
super excited and jumping all over the place. So, super fun.
Well, it sounds like it was amazing. It's good to be back, actually. Yeah. I mean, we were making up. The joke was that, you know, Bryn gets 4 weeks off during the summer. Because we were on, I mean, I know you came in here and ran some of the best ofs, but, you know, just felt like you were gone
Somebody's
forever.
Got her back.
It's a long 2 weeks, man. Right, Hooman? Where's Hooman? Is he busy getting audio?
Gone, buddy.
Went to go
he's
get
back
breakfast,
to normal. He's over it.
He's got
to
go his two lunches.
You know what I missed the most the whole time was the Hooman theme and the pistachio crunch. Let's get a little of that going.
All right,
today.
We'll do.
I really
missed
that.
Back.
All right, KLOC HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The gang is all here, and it's Monday. I mean, what can be better? Woo! It's going to be a great week. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.